Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. My soul seeks to please the Lord daily. Hallelujah, this is a daily walk, praise God. My soul, I mean, I ask the Lord to take away anything that's not right in me. Every day, my soul seeks to please him, and I know that you do too. Praise God, you want to please your God. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. There's nothing like our God, hallelujah. And if we please him, we know we all right. We ready, we bound for that heaven-bound land. Praise God, hallelujah, that place that he has prepared for us. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, my soul seeks to please him. Praise God. And I pray that you are saying that too tonight. Lord, my soul, I want my soul to be pleased with you. Praise God. Because that's where he's going to dwell, in the soulish realm. That's where you want to live. Praise God. He wants you to give it all to him. Well, I thank God for each one of you all on. Pray, I am just so happy in the Lord to see all of you. Can't see you by face, but I know you by your number. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I know God is doing great things. He ain't going to do it. He's doing great things within his people. Praise God. Praise God. Well, have you lost, this is God's favorite ministry, praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through, praise God. It might be some type of sickness or whatever, God's favorite. So reaching out to help heal your hurts, that's what God uses us for. God uses his people to help others, praise God. We ain't down here just for nothing. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, he's wanting to give you rest from all the labor that you go through down here, because there are serious hard times. There are times when the devil's going to try to test you, but, oh, just bring it to Jesus. Bring it to Jesus. Bring it to Jesus. He's right there. He's right there. Hallelujah. To help you, to heal you, to deliver you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. Let's pray. Glory be to God. Lord, thank you. Thank you for each one that has come on, Father God. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, if it had not been for your grace, God, they wouldn't have made it here tonight, God. Lord, and I just pronounce your blessings upon them tonight. I pray that the words they hear won't fall on deaf ears, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are doing great and mighty things in their lives, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us tonight shall prosper, God. I thank you, God, that you are God over all, God. I thank you that you keep on making a way for us, God, where there seemeth to be no way. Praise God. I thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness, hallelujah, that has brought us, God. I thank you, Father God. Oh, God, in you we live and move and have our being, in you, Father God. And, oh, Lord, we can look to the heavens from whence cometh our help. All of our help, God, cometh from you, Father God. Oh, praise your name, God, because in that name, God, power, God. Oh, God, there's deliverance, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, you are gracious. Yes, you are kind. Yes, God. Hallelujah. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your ways. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you're gracious, God. You're gracious, God. Oh, God, and we run hard after you, God. Oh, God, we follow after you. Oh, God, as your word say, follow after Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, again, I'm so happy. I'm happy. Praise God. In Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I see God's people come, praise God, to praise him and to give him glory, praise God, I get excited because somebody, praise God, has come to agree in the word. Praise God. Nothing will stand but the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God, I'm going to ask, is there any prayer request tonight? Hallelujah. If there's any prayer request, to press 1, praise God, on your phone. Praise God. If there is any, praise God. I think I'm going to ask Minister Gwen, can she pray over the prayer request tonight? Are you available? Let's see here. That's Minister Shawanda. Minister Shawanda, are you available to pray over the prayer request?
Good evening. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Oh, praise God. I'm so glad to see you on. You didn't have to be in church tonight.
Oh, no, we only have it on second and fourth Sundays.
Oh, okay. Okay. Bless you, honey. Bless you. Glad to have you here tonight. Praise
Amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, I do have a couple of prayer requests. We have Minister Gwen have a prayer request. Go ahead. Go for it.
Good evening, Pastor Vivian, and to all the saints on the line, Evangelist Shawanda, our prayer warrior tonight. I'm thanking God for another day, thanking God for a great service that the Lord blessed me to witness and participate in. And my prayer request is continued prayers for my family to grow together in the Lord and for me with wisdom, because there's some very serious family decisions that I have to undertake within the next month, and I need God's wisdom and his guidance, and I need his strength to go forth, and I need favor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Sister Rebecca.
Good evening. Good evening, Minister Vivian and everyone else. I just asked for prayers for Sister Jeanette Jackson and Roosevelt Jackson. She's 80 years old, and she's still having some problems. She keep asking for strength. She's having a hard time with her daughter who left her for 60 years and said she would never come back home. But now she's home, and she needs her mother to help her because she had several strokes. And it's very hard for her mother to take care of her. And I think it's a lot of pain because she was never in her life. And so it's a torn between the mother and the father because he's helping to see about her. And the mother just holding on to hate that her daughter has been showing her. So I'm just asking for strength for the Jackson family and continue to pray for my unsaved children. Thank you.
All right. Elder Lily Mae Stokes.
Oh, good evening, everyone. Thank God, praise God for another Sunday night on the prayer line. I want to thank and praise the Lord for what he's done on today. I thank God for him enabling me to make it to church this morning, and it was Deacons and Deaconess Day. If you all pull it up, you can see me on there. You can see me marching in the church. Praise the Lord. And I wasn't feeling well. I had the flu just about all the week. As you can still hear me, my voice. But I want you all to continue to pray my strength in the Lord. Because I got up this morning and I was praying along with the other saints on the line that let me get to church. I got to get to church. I got to get to church. I got there, and as the day passed, I felt better.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray for me and my family.
Oh,
I know
right.
Prayer works here. That's why I ask for prayer.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I see Sister Bowman on. Sister Bowman, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. How are you all?
Doing good.
I got to ring the bell on Friday for my 12 rounds of chemo, and everybody congratulated me and said, I did a job well done, and I was a good patient. They didn't have no problem with me. Everything they asked me to do, I did it, and I prayed for different patients because they were going through this and going through that. Every time they came back, they had some aches and stuff, and I just had to just pray for them. So y'all just lift me up in prayer. I graduated from 2 weeks to 4 weeks, so I go back in 4 weeks and see if they going to keep a watch on me, see what's going on. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. Sister Tasha.
Amen. It's a blessing to be on the line tonight, and I do have a prayer request that I can hear God first, that he can speak to me and give me the answers I need when I'm praying. So that's my prayer request, and let's keep Jerusalem and Israel into mind when we all pray.
Amen. Amen. And also, our sister Brenda is on. If you all remember, Sister Brenda lost her husband a few months ago, and we're still praying that the Lord, as the days go by, God going to ease the pain And also, we praying that God take away the blindness. I know God can do anything. We have to have faith and believe for her as she believes in. And Sister Brenda is on tonight. Let's just pray that God heal her eyes. Praise God. Minister Brenda, is anything that you want to say? Praise God.
Well, I'm asking for a prayer for healing, and
yes,
other people, you know, that have like any kind of sickness in their body, you know, for healing for them, you know, and prayer for Israel.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, yes. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, we are holding up your arms, darling. We are keeping you in prayer. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
All right. All right. You may go forth and pray.
Oh, great Father, we come to you just tonight, Lord. First of all, we want to thank you, dear Lord, for blessing us to get together one more time, Father.
Yes.
For your word tells us how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, dear Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God, we thank you tonight for your love, your mercy, your grace, and your kindness, dear Lord. We thank you tonight, Father, for bringing us through another day's journey, dear Lord. Oh, God, we never take it for granted, Father. Somebody didn't make it, Lord God. Though we know, God, that your hand of protection was upon us, Father. And we, Lord God, want to tell you thank you, Father. Lord God, I lift up, Lord God, your people tonight, Father. For your word tells us cast all of our cares upon you, dear Lord. Because we know that you care about each and every one of us. You are concerned about what we are concerned about. So, Father, I lift up Minister Venardo tonight, God. Oh, God, she's praying for her family. God, that they grow together, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God,
yes,
we pray for each and every one on this prayer line. That our families grow together tonight, God. Lord, I lift her up concerning wisdom and guidance, God. Give her the added strength that she needs, God, and her divine favor, Father God. And we thank you, God, that there is no good thing you will withhold from your children who walks upright before thee. And so, Father, we thank you in advance for the blessings upon her life and for answering her prayer request, God, because you said in your word, God, ask and it shall be given. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. God, we lift up Sister Rebecca. Lord, we lift up her unsaved children. Oh, God, you said in your word, God, Lord God, that when we pray, God, Lord, believe that we receive it and we shall have it. And so, God, we not only pray for her unsaved children, but all of us who have children that are unsaved. We thank you tonight, God, for hearing our cry for our children. Oh, God, somebody prayed for us. Somebody had us on their minds when we wasn't saved. Somebody took the time out and cried out to you for us, God. And you heard their cry, God, and you saved us. So you are no respecter of persons. What you did for us, what you did for one, you're able to do for another. And we thank you in advance for our children being saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, with the change of heart, and a change of mind in the name of Jesus. And God, we lift up the Jackson family, dear Lord. Oh, God, you know exactly what's going on, God. I pray, God, that everything that Sister Rebecca mentioned for Jeanette and Roosevelt Jackson and their situation, God, that you will work it out, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, give them strength tonight. Lord God, in all of these family problems, Father God, we praying that you will work it out, dear Lord. God, we thank you for Mother Stokes, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for healing her body, Father, her upper respiratory area, God. We ask you, God, to God go inside and draw up any infection, anything that is not of you, God. Heal her, dear Lord. We lift up her five boys, her entire family, God, as a whole tonight. And we thank you, God, by your stripes she is healed, God. We thank you, God, for continuously keeping your hands of protection around her five boys and their families, Father. Oh, God, we lift up Minister Bowman tonight. We thank you for blessing her to ring the bell. We thank you, Lord, for added strength for the woman of God. We thank you, Lord, that, Lord God, you have watched her labor of love, her walk with you, her dedication, her loyalty, God. And we know, Father God, you honors that. And so, Father, I thank you for completely healing her body, oh, God, from any and all situations, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for Sister Tasha tonight. And God, as her prayer request was for to hear your voice, Lord, I pray for each and every one of us that we will hear your voice, Lord, and after hearing your voice, that we will obey what you say in the name of Jesus. Give her the answers, God, that she's, Lord God, desperately seeking you for. And we thank you for it, Lord, because you say, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them and they follow me. Glory to God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us, Lord God, the ability to hear your still, small voice, that you will quiet now, Spirit God, that we can be able to hear what thus say the Lord. God, we lift up Israel. We lift up Jerusalem. We lift up, Lord God, what is going on in Ukraine. In all the areas, Lord, where there is wars and rumors of wars, God, we are praying that your will be done, Father. We are praying, God, that you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, will, Lord God, help each and every person, God, that are crying out, oh God, to you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for Sister Brenda, God, healing her eyes, Father. In the name of Jesus, healing her heart, oh God, from losing her husband, dear Lord. Take away the blinders, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, God. Hallelujah. We know you're still a miracle-working God. And nothing is too hard for thee to do. You said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to those that believe. We believe you, oh God. We're standing on your promises tonight. We don't mind waiting on you because we know, God, you're coming after a while. Father, we thank you for your anointing on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for Minister Vivian, dear Lord. And I thank you for my card that she sent me in the mail for my birthday. Lord, I lift her up to you. I lift up everything her heart's desiring. And I pray, God, that you, God, will grant her everything that she's standing in the need of. Bless each and every one that's assembled on tonight, God. And those, Lord God, that may be on mute, we lift up, Lord God, whatever they're praying to you about, Father. We thank you in advance, including myself, for hearing and answering our prayers. We give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all the praise, because it all belongs to you anyway, as Reverend Thomas often say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I see Evangelist June Paul, our mother June Paul. Do you want to say a word right now?
All right, then I'll just say praise the Lord to you, Missionary Vivian. Amen. And to everyone who's on the line, God bless you and your prayers and what beautiful everyone and what a, and your requests we will remember. So we're praying all the time, especially for the free conference lines. And thank God that we're praying also along with you for our countries. For the countries over abroad, amen. And we're keeping up to date on what Israel is going to because it's just they've been going a long time since, well, way back I had war since 2001 or 2011 and on. But the Bible tells us that Israel, the apple of God's eye, will always experience these things. So we encourage you to get the information so you have a clear view, an understanding of why people are hating Israel and cutting the babies' heads off and cutting the mothers' and the fathers' heads off and doing all the things that are going on. But we pray for those who are in mourning tonight, and many people all over the world, some of them don't have food to eat, much less Bibles and so forth and missionaries. But, Lord, we lift them up to you, and we thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings, and thank you for this prayer conference line, and especially for Sister Vivian's daughter over there, oh, God. We pray especially for her in Dubois, I believe it is. But we give you the glory, and thank you for what you're doing tonight, and thank you what you're going to do on our line at 8 o'clock, which would be 9 o'clock Eastern Standard and 8 o'clock Central Standard. But thank you, Sister Vivian, for giving me this opportunity. I love everybody, and I'm praying for you all the time, everyone. I wake up at night praying for you in the name of Jesus. And all you have to do is just quote the word of God to come against Satan. Because, dearly beloved, whatever problems you may have that he sends your way, remember you have authority over Satan. Tell him to get thee behind you. Hallelujah. It's not the will of God that you be sick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the will of God. If you be poor, if you're loving the Lord, hallelujah. But bless God for you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sister Vivian, and all of my sisters and brothers.
Thank you, Minister. All right. Minister Keys, would you give us a praise song?
You made a way for me. 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 You are the sun and rain. Heal me from all my pains. Don't want to live in vain. Keep me from being drained. You are the sun and rain. You are my all and all. You won't let me fall. Sometimes I feel so small. You help me to stand tall. You are my all and all. You made a way for me. You made a way for me. You made a way for me. You made a way. You made a way, Lord. You made a way for me.
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister. That was Minister Jackie Keys. God bless you. God bless you.
praise God. Briefly, I want to talk to you tonight, praise God, about prisoners. Prisoners, and I know that's something we very seldom hear about, but we do have prison ministries, praise God. Some people are a prisoner in their home. Some people, they're a prisoner in their mind. And some others are from other things they're a prisoner to. But there are many behind bars that are in prison physically. And that's what I want to talk about. As we read the word of God, many was put in prison. So prison just didn't begin. It began way back in the book of Genesis, praise God. People are put in prison for different reasons. The Bible says some cause you to go to the courts. Some people will bring you to go to court. And they'll have you put in prison. Some because of jealousy, some because of anger, some because of bitterness. Some things they may not be delivered from. And they are angry and they cause other people to be put in prison. Some people just will lie on you, praise God. But we know that Jesus, even he was put in prison, and it was by the religious leaders. So there are people in prison for all sorts of things, but all the time, persons, not all the time, they are bad. Sometimes it is a way for God to crush and get them on the track where they can hear him. It may seem hard, but God knows how much you can endure. People have to be put in prison sometimes because they have done such hideous crimes here on earth. But they need to crush it. And we have found out that there are some prisoners, and they accept Jesus behind prison walls. Now, I know that a few of you all send a love offering, and sometimes it goes to the radio program. Sometimes it goes to help with the prison ministry, because we do have a prison ministry. We send cards out to them every month. We pray for the families. We just don't give up on people because they went to prison. And that's where I think a lot of us, we make our mistakes. We want to turn against them no matter what they've done. But that's not what God told us to do. God told us to pray for those. Pray for everybody, everything. Because, see, God has no respect of a person. God has no respect of a person. Sometimes when we lose one, it's God trying to get the attention of a family member or someone to be saved. God is about salvation. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to get you to hear. Why sometimes you have to be put in prison behind stocks, as they call it. How are you going to love the prisoner? God wants you to love him in whatever state he's in. That's God's child. He made him, pray or her. We had two or three ladies on our prison list because we have a prison list. Praise God. But I think they are out now from what they told me. They sent me a letter and said they have been there. And usually they are sending me a letter when they release. Praise God. But have we gotten to the place that we can love in spite of? Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. Have we gotten to the place
where we can look beyond their faults and see the need of them. Time when one go to prison, we lose family members and all the pain is left on the mother. Sometimes we lose the father because the father will just tell you, I'm not going. I feel like they didn't have to do that. They feel like it's not their problem why they where they are. But we have to realize, we have to look at this thing in the eyesight of God. They miss God. Yes. But God is still there. God is calling to love. God is calling to repentance. And I'm going to read you a scripture here. Praise God. If we go to the book of Matthew, praise God, Matthew 26. I'm gonna skip way down here to 43. He said, I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and you didn't visit me. We can't go into every prison that I have names. But we can go in there. We can go in and send a love note, a card, an encouraging word, and give them God's word. We send the word of God. That's all I have. Silver and gold, I have none. But what I do have, hallelujah, what you have Jesus, and you can bring Jesus behind prison walls. The word went on to say, then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or in prison or sick, and you did not minister unto you? You didn't minister to the prison, those behind prison. Jesus is asking you to. And I thank God for everyone that sends a donation. And if any, I'm not just trying to take up a donation tonight, but I do thank you. And if anybody do want, you can send it to my Cash App. Praise God. Because it goes to the work of the Lord. Because I saw where it said that we are to visit those behind prison walls, and we have many that goes into the prison and do greater work than I do. Way before I ever went, I remember T.D. Jakes going into Angola. I remember different ones going into prison walls, and I began to wonder, and God began to teach me about praying and visiting the prisoner. Praise God. Let's read a couple of scriptures here from the Word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It reads as thus. And it's talking about the prisoner. Praise God. It says, but thus said the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be, the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. The prisoner shall be taken away. And the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contend with thee, and I will save thy children. God wants to save his children. That's in Isaiah 49 and 25. God wants to save those behind prison walls. And if he have to let them go there for a purpose and a reason, so on. If any of thine driven out of the outmost parts of heaven, from this will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from this will he fetch thee. Deuteronomy 30 and 4. For the Lord heareth the poor. God tell us to never forget the poor. And despises not the prisoner. God said, don't despise the prisoner. And some people hate them for what they've done. We ain't supposed to hate. We supposed to love and pray. This is Psalm 69 and 33. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder, Psalms 107 and 14. Cute is judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord loosens the prisoner. God's going to loose them in his own timing. And if he don't, he's going to loose them from the bonds of that they've been stuck in and deliver them in their mind. God said, I wish that all be saved. Hallelujah. The Lord loosened the prisoner, Psalms 146 and 7. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those that are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. All those that turn to God, he going to bring them out. Don't you remember when they were bound in prison with chains and how God delivered them? That's in Psalms 68 and 6. I meant to go there. Psalm 68 and 6. God loved the prisoner. What he wanted, salvation. Salvation. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. God wants the prisoner to be born again. John 3:3-7. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. This is the salvation way. Old things are passed away. God's going to help them put those things behind them. And all things become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. For he had made him to be sin for us. God has paid. Come on, somebody. God has paid the price for the prisoner too. Just like he did you. As I said before, he has no respect to a person. God has paid the price. My God. Hallelujah. He died for the prisoner as well. Remember, there was one on the cross with him. Hallelujah to Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, speak to our hearts tonight that we don't turn nobody away, that we don't be judgmental and judge people. Let you be the judge. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let God be God because we don't know his mind. We don't know the mind of God. Our little mind is too much. We will damn people to hell. And God say, you can't do it because I done died for them. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. And you have he quickened who were dead in your trespasses. The prisoners were dead in their trespasses. But God, hallelujah, God is a deliverer. Hallelujah. That's Ephesians 2:1. Praise God. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. And to come into the knowledge of the truth. Come on. He didn't say he was going to leave nobody out. God said, I want all of them to be saved. Don't matter who you are, what color you are, how far you are from here. If you don't have the love of God in your heart, you just as bad off as a prisoner behind prison walls. That was 1 Timothy 2:3-4. I'm trying to get us to see tonight that we are to be praying for everyone, even the one out. I don't care where they've been. I don't care. Pray for that mother. This is how the ministry started out. Praying for mothers that have lost their children to prison walls or to drugs. Praise God. Visiting those behind prison. No, you can't do it, but you can, because the word says, silver and gold have I none, but all that I have I give unto thee, and that is the word of God. You can give the word of God to somebody that is hurting. The word of God is so important because it is God. And if you can't give that to someone, you're losing out. We don't know what God is doing in that prisoner's life. Some may say they don't deserve it or they don't care. He's done such hideous crimes. The Bible says that we all, my God, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So how can you throw someone aside? We all, you are in the same boat with them, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let us pray for the prisoner and the poor. Let us love in spite of. Let us have the heart of God. Say, God, give me your heart. Because he's love. I want your heart. I want your mind. I want your direction. I want your leading. And when you do that, God will give you love for those that don't seem to look like they need love. But that's not your choice. That's not for you to choose who to love. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to love no matter what. Praise God. And we do go to Romans. Praise God. 10:9-10. And tell people how to come to Jesus. Praise God. We lead them into the sinner's prayer if they will accept. And if not, God tell us, plant a seed. Someone will water. Plant a seed. Praise God. He didn't say that you were going to do the whole thing. He want to use you. Hallelujah. Praise God. He want to use you to be the mouthpiece to some prisoner, to skin your dime, to be lifted up or be delivered. You don't know what you're doing when a word go behind prison walls. Someone need to hear a word from the Lord, because God got it all in control. Praise God. Hallelujah. God got everything in control. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he lift up his countenance towards you. God is the highest blessing. You cannot receive the blessing if you don't have the love of God in your heart. Receive today the blessings from on high. And God said, if I put them up on you, you'll be blessed. May you have a good night now. Good night. And thank you for coming. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. What a blessed message. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And all.
Thank you. All right. God bless you.